This call Hello, is being recorded. Seven.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. I got here.
That's perfect. You're the first one in, which is always good. We just finished the strategic.
When there's going to be a lot more coming in. You want to always be the first.
Always. Always. Oh, boy. What a day. What a day. Hopefully
What are you going to do on April 14th, 2019?
You know, like I always do after events, I will mourn for a bit. It'll be a lonely drive home, or flight home. I don't know if I'm going to fly yet. I might. And then I'm going to breathe and then look to the challenge of the next event. One of the things we got to talk about is what are we going to do? What are we all going to do after the business meeting in terms of staying on or moving? So we'll talk about it. Hello, Jordan. Hello, Allie.
Hello. How is everybody?
Just great. Just fantastic. BW3 is standing between this call and my stomach, so we're going to try to make this efficient. Promise the boys.
The Friday afternoon meeting is at like 3 o'clock. Nobody can leave as soon as you're done.
Hello, Bob. Bob was there and he dropped off.
He was standing on the side of the road and got picked up by Craig as he drove past.
Yeah, I did not hear from Craig, so I'm hoping he joins us. Hello, Bob.
Good evening, gentlemen. Pat, Thomas, good evening.
Jordan and Allie are on too, so say hi.
Very good, Allie, Jordan. Have a great evening. Good to talk to you.
Hello.
Hello, Ken. How are you? Give it another minute, but everybody's quickly joining.
Hey, Tom. Ken Burko on.
I saw that. Welcome to the call, Ken. It's glad to have you.
Excellent.
Hi, Ken.
Hello, hello.
While we're waiting, I'm going to catch up on the old Twitter, make sure that nothing eventful happened in the world today. JG, how are you?
What's up?
Well, we're about a minute away from getting started. I guess I should text our boy, Brother Treasurer. Just give it another minute, see who else pops in. Eric Baldwin, unfortunately, had a meeting. He will not be joining us. For those of you who have dialed in on Uber Conference or on your computer, I did send over the five areas of focus. If you wanted to take a look at that, we're not going to go into much detail on it tonight. But I sent it out, hasn't really updated much from last month.
No, it does look like they're all getting completed.
Yeah, we're getting there. Let me, our chief information officer is also not on yet. Let me see where he's at.
I'm here.
I'm so glad. Makes me happy.
Tom.
Let's just give Folio another minute and then we'll get started. All right. You're very funny, Folio.
I try.
All right. Oh, gosh. Hang on. Noah, did you jump back on? I don't see you. Okay. Give me 1 second and we'll start.
I really don't know that I want to ask what that noise is.
That would be my dumb dog. My completely idiotic.
I've heard it called a fleshlight before, but never a phone dog.
Ugh, he's an idiot.
That was disgusting, Pat Farley.
I didn't hear it. Don't want to know.
You don't.
Okay. All right.
He's thirsty.
Well played, Mr. Folio. Well played.
We're waiting for Noah, but I think we'll get started with our call because most people are here. Okay, so I'm going to call this regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter to order. Johnny G., our Chief Communications Officer, would you mind taking role?
Sure. Bob Loffner, AP68, Regional Leader for Pittsburgh.
Present.
Anthony Grayley, Twan, AP359, Regional Leader for Charleston. Ken Burko, AP367, Regional Leader for the Carolinas.
Present.
Patrick Farley, AP67, Historian.
Here.
Jordan Feathers, AP438, VP, Chief Risk Officer.
Here.
Craig Winkleman, AP69, VP, Fundraising. Jason Hyatt, AP466, VP, Chief Information Officer.
I'm here.
JG is here. Patrick Folio, AP147, Treasurer, Chief Financial Officer, otherwise known as Jim Acosta.
Here!
Eric Baldwin, AP412, VP, Chief Operating Officer. He's out. Matt Laffa, AP628, Executive VP. Tom Bagley, AP284, President and Chief Executive Officer.
Present.
And others in attendance currently looks like Allie's here.
I am here.
And
I'm here.
We've got Noah Irvin on the call.
Sorry, I'm late.
You're fine. We're just getting started.
Did Keenan join us tonight?
Keenan is not joining us tonight.
Bob's all yours.
Checked with him. Okay, thanks very much. Okay, can I have a motion to dispense with the reading of last month's meeting, please?
So moved.
67. 68 seconds. Without objection, we're going to dispense with the reading. Okay, moving on. We'll go with an update from our Council of Advisors. Allie, do you have anything for us today? Allie got booted off. Okay, well, Allie said she had to jump off at 5:30. It's a little before that, but or 6:30. But anyway, we do have with us on the phone call, and I don't know how many of you have had the opportunity to meet him yet, but the student chapter held elections last 2 weeks ago now, and Noah Irving was elected Archon for the upcoming year, so he's got a tremendous responsibility. Seeing us through the completion of the rechartering and then leading us in that first semester as a active chapter. So I'm very pleased that he's joining us tonight and wanted to make sure that everyone had the opportunity to know who he is and give him an opportunity to introduce himself and maybe some of the things he wants to accomplish this upcoming year. So, Noah, welcome. I'm thrilled to have you with us. I'm very pleased at that outcome of that election. And why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and some of what you'd like to accomplish as Archon.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. Hi, everyone. Like he said, my name is Noah Irving. I'm a junior right now here at WVU, and I live just about an hour east of here. If you know where Cumberland, Maryland is, I live very close to there. I really never expected that I'd be in this position or that I'd, well, first of all, that I'd ever even join a fraternity, but, just PICAP alone has already like affected me so much and changed me that made me realize that there really was, this is exactly what I wanted to do. This is exactly where I want to be. I am incredibly excited to, lead this fraternity, to exactly where it needs to go so that I can push every one of my brothers, to excel in just about everything we can as a fraternity, so that we can charge full steam ahead towards the rechartering event this spring. I am also incredibly excited to work with all of you as alumni and hopefully get a lot of really good stuff done to set up this chapter so that it never comes anywhere close to failing again and no PICAP anywhere in the nation ever forgets the name Alpha Rho ever again. Thanks.
Very well said.
Well, no, you've got an awesome responsibility. There are several former Archons that will be resources for you, and you're certainly welcome to join us anytime you'd like for our monthly calls. Let us know what's going on with the chapter, and anything that we can do to assist you in your role as student chapter Archon, you know that you've all, it's a phone call away, so. Welcome
aboard. Hey, Tom, this is John. Hey, Noah, where are you from?
I am from, well, like I said, just about an hour east of here. I live just south of Cumberland, Maryland.
Did you go to Frankfort?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, same here. We'll connect offline.
Oh, okay.
Small world. Cool. No problem. Okay, let's, we've got two of our regional leaders on the call. Bob, why don't you give us just a little bit of an update on what's going on in Pittsburgh?
Absolutely, Tom. What I've got going on here for the Pittsburgh group, we have on December the 8th, we have an event where we're going to meet at the Bacon, Bourbon, and Beer.
Woohoo!
And it's John Jenner, it's our brother. And he's very gracious to us. And it's I'm not going to say it's a central point for the Pittsburgh area, but it's right off Interstate 79. So it's easy access. But we're going to meet not at night, but at high noon, because the West Virginia Mountaineers are going to play the Pitt Panthers, kind of backyard brawl in the hard court. Tip offs at noon. It's okay to meet for have a few libations and some sandwiches there. And then we're going to watch, we're going to celebrate, even though Founders Day is December 10th. You never can get hit right on the head, but we're going to meet and celebrate Founders Day, prime thing, which, by the way, Tom, I bought myself, I got a nice pie cap flag with the, I think, the blue bands on the end, white in the middle, the star and lamp in the middle, so you can hang it up at all future pie cap Pittsburgh events.
Cool. Good deal.
So we're going to celebrate Founders Day, as brothers should, and watch Pitt play West Virginia in the hard court. Then if we're sticking around long afterwards, the annual Army-Navy game is. So I think if anything better, bacon, bourbon, beer is a good central point to load together. So that'll be our events as we go into the end of the year.
Perfect.
Well, I think I've got about five brothers that respond. I think 67's going to be there.
Yeah.
I think Dave Kish. I think Jay Morano is going to be there. And I think C.R. Pye. And we'll see if we get a few others. Bobby and Brock have got a wedding to go to. So if we can gather six guys, I'm happy.
Good. Hey, Bob, this is Jordan Feathers. Could you put that out to the Morgantown area guys, too?
I sure can, yeah.
That'd be good because being a noontime thing, I could probably get Dyson and maybe a couple other guys to ride up with me. Even we could meet up there as well.
I will do that, sure.
Just do me a favor and remember to take a few good pictures and get them to John, so that John has them for the newsletter, but also for to Jason too, for the maybe put something down at the Star and Lamp for Founders Day. Just
I'm not going to say it's definitely going to happen, but our de facto, at least for the Pittsburgh group, or maybe when we get some gatherings, Jay seems to be the unofficial official photographer. He's just some great pics, so we will get some for sure. I appreciate you asking, Jordan, and I hope you can make it.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate it. Good work. Ken, what's going on in Charlotte? Anything good?
Honestly, Tom, the Carolina region is still basking in its glory from the successful Labor Day tailgate. We haven't had anything else going on since then. So
no worries, man.
For the next event.
You're stocked up full for a little while. Your tank is quite full, and you should be basking in that celebration. So no worries. For you two, one thing that I'd like for you guys to be mindful of and be looking at, when you see communications come across about the rechartering and 40th anniversary thing, please forward those to your people in your region. I'll talk about this, and I'm sure Patrick will during his report, but there is no such thing as too little information. Or too much information, I should say. So please just, you know, copy, paste, whatever you have to do, just get your guys seeing that and planning on being in Morgantown next April.
Understood.
Okay.
Hey, Tom, I just remember one more thing. For the Journey of Hope 2019, I think the Pittsburgh Pirates schedule just came out, so I'm going to see how that Pittsburgh Pirate home schedule aligns with the 2019 Journey of Hope in August.
It does. There's a home stand.
Oh, really?
If I remember correctly, I think it's the Chicago Cubs. I could be wrong, but
wow. Yeah.
Memory serves
so
me.
That would be
the
a
Cubs.
Perfect Alpha Road chapter, maybe undergrad, and maybe Journey of Hope team. That would be a great.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Yep. Go ahead and take a look at that and see if you can secure some same relationship we had last summer. It'd be great.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So for the officer reports, for the next few months, we're going to go pretty heavy on 40th and rechartering weekend. So if you guys could just be efficient in your reports to cut down on the time, I would appreciate it. And I think you guys would too. We're going to start off with Patrick to give us an update on where things stand with the event.
When are we having that?
Next April, I believe.
April. I think I've got it on my calendar. I'll check. This past week, I was bored on Wednesday, so I took a joyride down to Morgantown and met up with Allie. And the two of us went over to the Holiday Inn and met with Chrissy Garrett, who is our director of sales, and with Rachel Marshall, who is the events coordinator from Atria's restaurant that's part of the Holiday Inn there. And we got a lot of things finalized. One of the issues that Tom and I were concerned about was number of seats that we have available and cost. And we wanted to get that information out to folks as quickly as we could. So in the past few weeks, we sent out information to the undergraduate group and to some of our alums in some of the mailings that are starting to go out electronically and on social media. We have finalized our number of chairs that we can purchase for that Saturday evening at 225. So when we reach 225 reservations for that Saturday evening, registration will be cut off. So this is why it's really important, if you've got friends, brothers, and places you want to come in to Morgantown, make sure that they register for the event on our website and make sure that they get in touch through the link that's there to register for a hotel room as well. We have finalized the amounts to be paid for the undergraduate brothers at $80 per person, which they are developing as part of their dues structure for the semester so that it can get paid for a little more easily than one chunk. We also have and are figuring in about 20 folks as dates for the undergraduates, which will also be at $80. We are working with the undergraduates for parents that might be wanting to come to the event that will pay $100 for coming. And the brothers themselves will pay $150 to come to the event, which we're kicking in a little more per brother so that we can cut down a little bit on the undergraduate cost. And if we have significant others or spouses or dates coming with the brothers, they're coming in at $100 per, right, Tom?
Yes.
So that's our budget for the event. We are going to be running an extremely lean budget. We have to be very careful with how we're working the event and making sure that we're cutting all the possible costs that we can. Right now we have one ritual team working out of the Holiday Inn itself. Allie is working with me on possibly looking at some other locations for two other teams of initiation teams to be working that night. We're hoping to start earlier in the day than most initiations take place. We really want to get initiation complete on that Friday prior to 10 o'clock so that we can have an all brothers event at Wings Ole in the traditional spot after initiation. And then on Saturday morning, we'll be having a debriefing of all of the undergraduate members who have just been initiated and any brothers who want to come to talk about the ritual of initiation that they've just gone through, answer any questions about that. We're going to have a board meeting in that particular weekend as well so that we can suffice our annual board meeting and do our annual voting for Constitution at that time. And we're then going to, on Saturday, we're going to have a, Tom is sponsoring a reception for the brothers from the 1978 rechartering group, as well as the Black Diamond members. And if you're a Black Diamond member who's on the call tonight, Please know that you're coming as a guest of the alumni chapter. You will not be having to pay to come to that. However, if you bring a date, you got to pay for the date. And then we'll have a reception for the 225 starting at 6 o'clock that Saturday evening. And we'll go into dinner at 7. It's going to be a plated dinner event. It's going to have a red meat, a non-red meat, and a vegetarian choice. And we're going to be inviting some guests from the university. And we're going to get our charter reinitiated with our undergraduate chapter Saturday night, the 13th of April. That is a quick down and dirty of how we're getting in and out of the weekend. Does anybody have any questions or comments or concerns? I know we still have one request of the team to look at having something for the dates and spouses that are going to be coming with the brothers for the weekend. And we're looking into some potential events that the hotel can set up that are local. And then we'll get their courtesy van to be able to take some folks to some local events that might be going on, give them something to do during the weekend as well. It's not just watch their brothers go crazy.
Yeah. Questions?
Hey, sorry, everybody. I'd just like to say thank you for letting me sit in on this, but I actually need to get ready, head over to a big recruiting event that we're about to have right now with a couple of new guys looking to give bids to. Thank you very much for letting me be involved in this, and I'm sure I will be hearing from a lot of you in the future.
Do well.
Yep. Noah, there you go.
Thanks, Noah.
Noah, before you check out, okay, he's gone. I'll take care of that later.
Well, he's got important stuff to get to.
He knows he does what he says he's going to do.
Yep. He does that.
I'm leaving.
For sure. Do any of you have questions about that weekend? Okay. These next few weeks are huge for us in terms of getting this word out. One of the things that I'm going to ask each of you to do, which we've done before, is take your group of influence and email them and pass along the information on registration. Just take, you know, the email that was sent out a couple days ago by Jason and get it going. So we've got to drive registrations prior to the middle of December. One of the things that Patrick didn't mention that I don't know if you guys caught was we have to cut off registrations. We want to cut off registrations by February 1st. And we have instituted, because of the budget, we've instituted before January 1st, if you cancel before January 1st, you're entitled to a full refund. If you cancel prior to February 1st, wait, am I right on this? Yeah, February 1st, you get a 50%. And then after February 1st, there's no refunds because we have to manage our numbers and make sure that we've got enough to bring the budget. If we come in under the budget, the alumni chapter is going to be pretty well hurting from the standpoint of layout of what we've got to do. So we have to have the event, but we've got to have at least 75 alumni there. So I'm counting on all of you guys to not sit back and just expect that people are going to register. I need you to drive the registration amongst your peer group. So whatever you have to do, beg, borrow, sign people up, accost them. It doesn't matter, but I need you guys emailing, texting, calling, everything over the course of the next few weeks to get the word out and get guys registering. There
hey,
has
Tom,
been
a quick question.
You
obviously registration has not started. However,
it has started.
Bobby.
Well, I'm saying for hotels, we probably got an idea of our original retarding group, like Pat and myself and Charlie Francis and Dave Kish et al.
Yeah.
Probably got an idea how many probably already registered for rooms, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We have 16 or 18 rooms sold.
Right, so now it's 18 rooms.
Yeah. So that number needs to double in the next few weeks. So
Jason, do we have, and do you, can you look at the website real quick and see how many we've got registered already?
So far I have received 5 RSVPs.
Okay.
That number needs to fivefold, at least, if not more, in the next few weeks. So I need all of you guys to get on the website and register. And then I need you guys to really, truly get out there and start spreading the word. Jason is going to be, you know, diligent in his communications by email. He needs some help from the social media standpoint. If there's anyone who would like to spearhead that for him, and, you know, get and be very active on the social media sites, the Instagrams and Twitter and Facebook, it would take a little bit off of his plate and spread it amongst somebody else. So I'm looking for a volunteer that can take that off of his shoulders and drive the social media, you know, things, just reminding people to get on. So not right now, but if somebody would consider doing that, and get online and do that, please let Jason and I know so that we can give you the passcodes and get going with that.
Tom, did we give more consideration to an undergraduate participating with that as well?
I didn't even think about that, but yes, we could. My first choice would be an alumni, but yeah, we could do that if we needed to. I don't trust the messaging, to be quite honest with you. I would feel more comfortable having an alumni do it, but push comes to shove, we can enlist somebody to do that. What else is in regards to that? Yeah, the registration for the hotel is separate from our registration. So everybody needs to know, just because you registered for the hotel does not mean you registered for the event and vice versa. You got to do both. So hope that's communicated. It is a simple process. Both could take you maybe 10 minutes. So if you haven't done it, I encourage you to go out there and get that done. I think myself and Baldwin are the only two from the board that have actually registered. If I've missed somebody, I apologize, but go ahead and get out there and get that done.
James, can you check to see if mine came through?
Yeah, you're in there too, Farley.
Okay, I apologize, 67. So there's three of us that have registered.
Make sure it's working correctly, and it seems to be.
Yep. So let's rock and roll on that, guys. Okay, anything else in regards to the April celebration? VP, Chief Risk Officer.
The only thing I have is, you tasked me with the shirts. I guess my question is, will shirts be part, are they factored into the cost of the registration, or are we going to be basically selling the garments to people who want them?
Well, so no, they're not contemplated. We're going to do a favor.
Okay.
But I don't think a favor of a t-shirt or golf shirt is probably the best idea. Mm-hmm. Heard worse ideas, but I don't think that is. So what my thought, and I haven't even talked to Patrick about this yet, would be I'd like to see if we can get a design using that crest, mm-hmm, for a golf shirt, and be able to put that out there a couple months prior to April. So, you know, March 1st, middle of February, start marketing that. And then have those orders, you know, come in, paid for, and picked up during that weekend if possible.
Very good. I can get you that crest monochrome, Jordan, if you need to.
I have it. Actually, Tom sent those to me once you guys approved them. I have them all, but I've just been sitting on them kind of waiting to see where the financials were going with that and kind of how we wanted to handle that. I didn't know.
Could we also do a order now type thing when they're at the event in case they want to get one and they didn't get them ahead of time?
Yeah, I would say that the girl I'm using locally here, I would say, you know, the more we can get kind of the advanced order, especially for sizing, is the biggest thing.
For sure.
But then, yeah, I can have, you know, some extras of each size. Well, and if
not, guys even, not even and... to have them on site, Jordan, but to an order form that we can go ahead and order it and send it to them.
Oh, yeah, I don't see any reason why we couldn't do that. Yeah, once she has the design, it's just a matter of the time that it takes to put it onto the shirt, that's all.
Right.
So, yeah, her turnaround was great last time. So I think the biggest thing is just, yeah, kind of knowing. I just want to know how we were handling it. Like I said, I didn't think it was part of the registration fee, and I just wasn't sure how we wanted to handle that. So that question's answered. So I'll start working on that. Probably just I'll wait till beginning of the year since we really have that kind of March 1st time frame. So that's no problem.
Cool. One other thing for you and for everyone else, we are going to be following the risk management guidelines for for the fraternity. So everything is going to be cash bar.
Right.
There's just no way around that, guys. And I apologize, but we can't do an open bar. There'll be national staff there plus underage kids. We just can't. We can't go any other way. So we're going to work on transportation to and from running shuttles from the hotel. So we'll there'll be some more things, Jordan, for you to maybe oversee during that weekend, but that'd probably be the extent of it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Craig's not with us. VP Chief Information Officer, Jason.
All right, so I've been working on trying to ramp communication up for RSVPs. So I'm going to try to get at least 1 to 2 emails a week consistently about RSVP. I'll probably throw in a contact info email here and there too, just to take out the monotony a little. I have gotten 21 alumni updates since that email I sent 2 weeks ago, so
that's great.
Getting good feedback from that. Of those, I think we 8 or 9 were new info. We had nothing on them. One of them, we had nothing but a Morgantown dorm address. So we're getting some updates that we didn't have. Some, which is no problem, are people submitting from 2 years ago. Nothing's changed, but I like to see them come in, make sure we're consistent and current. So yeah, my only ask from everybody will be, as Tom said, share it, forward the emails, bring it up. If anybody, you know, like I said, wants to help a little on the social media, I'll get you the login info. You know, we can work on the wording. More than anything, it's just gonna be a matter of actually going and posting. And that's where, you know, to Farley's point, I think I don't see a problem with enlisting an undergrad because I can help them get the content ready. It's just going to be having somebody there ready to go and submit and post it. That's really what we need, a robot more than anything. And we can say, hey, here's what we want. Give them half a dozen, you know, things to go with and just let them post. But we can, if any alumni want to help, let me know. I'll get you the contact info. We'll get you on there.
Feel free to reach out to Noah then and get him to enlist somebody to help with that. If that's what you guys want to do, that's fine with me.
Yeah, and I mean, worst case, if it's not more we like, we'll jump in and say, hey, let's word this, or, you know, pull away access and go from there.
Can I say this? Let's start you up. With the Pittsburgh group, we've got a pretty big alumni base for Alpha Rho in the Pittsburgh area.
Mm-hmm.
But they, in turn, for instance, like Jay Morano has a couple of good friends he was in a band with. I'm trying to remember the guy who was in a band with him. I think he lives in the D.C. area. Anyhow. He's not part of Pittsburgh for the Alpha Rho alumni, but he's also very tight with them. So I'd be willing to help out with our media outreach.
Okay. Yeah. And mostly what we're looking for is just exposure. I mean, the posts don't have to be anything crazy. It can be as simple as, hey, don't forget to RSVP. You know, I've been trying to stay on top of it, but it's getting away from me. So the emails.
One more thing. Tom, I've been beating this like a dead horse, and you know that Jason is. How do we have enough time now to have some kind of final push to find guys like Bob Southworth? where Dan Sharps, these guys are part of that original seven from 1978, the original recharging. Is that, should we just let it go, or can we ever try to find some kind of way to find those guys?
Well, what I would say is, again, if there are guys from your era that you want to see if you can reach out to, that you know that we don't have contact info, start with LinkedIn. Do a search on LinkedIn and see if you can find them there. That's usually a good place to find.
Which
those
I
guys.
Have Facebook and LinkedIn, which have located a couple.
Okay.
But I'll leave it there. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to get everybody back. Apparently, I left John Ryder's name off of the message yesterday. He emailed to correct me. Felt bad.
Good.
I copied and pasted from our constitution, so something must have happened. I feel bad. All right. Jason, you got anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Secretary Chief Communications Officer, John George.
Oh, I got nothing to report right now.
Okay. Just an FYI, I did put out for November to Andy Dunn. If Andy does not reply, let's just go heavy on the registration for the weekend.
Okay, will do. Thanks.
Treasurer, Chief Financial Officer, Patrick Folio. The illustrious Patrick Folio.
You can keep going.
No, I'm good.
Okay, we have in our checking account about $12,000. We are in the process of closing down the account with First Exchange Bank and moving everything officially into Huntington. I'm still struggling with our good friends at PayPal about getting Tim Pavinsky's name and an email off the account and mine added on. They're trying to tell me we have to set up a new account, and I'm trying to tell them no. So just going through that little process, it's taking a little bit longer than what I want. Tom and Jason and I met last week, and we looked at some various options for in addition to PayPal. So I'm exploring those, and we should have some additional payment providers that we can use in the future. So hopefully ones that don't cost us as much as PayPal does. And then other than that, just working with Mr. Farley on budget for the 40th, and just need to remind people to donate because we haven't had any money come in a while.
Yeah, we're going to make a huge push at the 40th, but we got to get that rolling again. And I will speak with Craig about that.
And I want everybody on this call to know that I have been tasked for putting on that event in April of 2019 with $1,000.
Woo, that's more than I ever got.
In my line item, $1,000.
Well, sometimes you just got to raise it all yourself.
I can do it.
Yes, you can. If anyone can, we have faith in you, sir. All righty, guys. That's all I have. Any questions on cash flow, anything like that? Brother Bagley, I return it back to you. Well, he's muted. No, he's not. That's Bagley even on here anymore? He's gone.
He seems to have disappeared.
All right, who wants to wrap this up before?
So, can I move to adjourn? him a message.
He would pop a vein.
Yeah, he dials back on. We all disappear.
Yeah, all gone. Ran like mice.
And Patrick, I just got your RSVP too, so it's a work.
How do you like that?
And ideally, I shared it with Farley. I think I gave you access. It should all be going into a Google Sheet, so you should be able to pull that sheet at any point and see who's RSVP'd.
But I told Begley to do it. The guy doesn't freaking listen to anybody.
Hey, does anybody have a second to adjourn the meeting?
Well, I
have. I mean, I guess there's a motion on the floor, isn't there?
Second.
There's no movement.
What do you mean? I moved.
We moved.
Sorry, buddy. We just got a second. Robert's rules. You don't mess with Robert's rules, my friend.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those see opposed? Ya. Tom, are you on the floor?
Mr. President, what say ye?
Did he pass out?
He popped the vein.
And you know where that dog learns to drink, don't you?
I don't know what the heck is wrong with this. This is ridiculous. Somebody's messing with me. Is that you, Jason?
I'm not doing a thing, I promise.
I don't know what's going on with this computer.
It's a Windows. There's your problem. Get a Mac. Be done with it.
I know. So we're underway with the strategic plan, strategic planning committee. I'm good. For my report, I'm going to take the five areas of focus offline, and I will follow up with each of you individually just to see where you guys are. Really want to make sure that we're driving the 40th. There's a couple other things that I've got cooking, but again, in the interest of time and my stomach and my kids eating, I'm done with my report for now. John, is there any old business?
There is not.
Okay. Does anyone have any new business? Good.
I don't have new business, but Tom, I really, on behalf of Bob and myself, wanted to thank you for those kind words about the 78 brothers the other night. I can't believe that it's been 40
years. You're here.
Since that
four happened. Decades.
And that it was 40 years from the time they closed until the time we started back. So it's been 80 years. With that project, and to bring it back now, it's amazing. It really is amazing, and I thank you all very much for doing what you've done to keep this going.
Hey Pat, this doesn't make you feel old. This is Jordan. I just turned 40 this year.
You know what? Well, if you're going to tell that story, then I will say that I was proud of myself getting from my work laptop to my personal laptop within the hour I gave myself to get from the fucking dining room to the living room. So if that tells you anything about the aging process, I'm like, God, he's going to be pissed if I'm late. And I'm just passing the stairwell.
I blew out a cap today working out, so I feel your pain. Oh, boy. Well, no, I appreciate everything that you guys did. It's why it's so important for me to make sure that we're celebrating that 40th, and we'll continue to celebrate each of the five-year anniversaries of the 40th rechartering, because it is so monumental and so important to our history and to who we are. So I shared your email with the student members. Each one of them received it. So I'm pleased that they'll do it. And I'm also very excited that at some point in time, you'll be in Morgantown to deliver the history of Alfa Row. I think they need to hear it. They need to be reminded of the importance of the 40th, and also be reminded that they face none of the struggles you guys did in 78. They have all the advantages that you guys didn't have. So it's important for us to recognize that you guys did it in the face of some serious adversity, some serious challenges, and that is worthy of remembering from every 5 years. And all of us appreciate what you guys did to allow us to have what we have. So thank you. Okay. Guys.
I need to end this meeting.
Well, we're just about to end this meeting. Again, what I'd like to do for our next conference call is have an abbreviated meeting simply to discuss where we are on the 40th. We will not have a full meeting. The agenda will be limited just to the 40th. But I'd like to do that on December 12th, Wednesday, December 12th. And we'll go as quickly as we can, given the circumstances. We really do need to not shut it down completely, but we're not going to be effective in getting communications to people in the midst of holiday season. So I'd like to get that that call on the schedule, Jason, if you don't mind. And then we'll reconvene the normal third Wednesday of the month in January to continue what we're working on.
And Tom, can you reach out to Brother Turner and ask him if he wants to reprise his role as all of our founding fathers for that particular call in December?
I'll tell him he doesn't have a choice. We volunteered him for a ritual. Freak him out a little bit. Yeah, no, hey, Mike is go ahead.
I was going to ask a quick question about, is everything okay regarding the fraternity brother at SAE hurting himself in the house?
No. So for those of you that didn't see, there was an incident at the fraternity house this past weekend where a 22-year-old member of SAE was very intoxicated, came into the house. From what Mike has said in the security videos that were provided and reviewed and turned over to the authorities, the kid came in drunk, was of age, but wound up falling down the stairs that lead from the formal room. They're pretty steep stairs down, and is unfortunately still in a coma at Ruby. So Mike is unfortunately and sadly and seriously not in the mood to joke about anything right at this moment. In fact, he just got off of he may still actually be on a call with Mark Timmies about the situation. So sad, tragic, I guess is a good word, but a sobering, for lack of a better term, reminder of the fragility of fraternity life when you mix student members with alcohol and the real true liabilities that we face on a daily basis with student members. So
that was our chapter house that happened at.
That's correct. So Mike is bracing for a possible lawsuit, which inevitably comes in these situations. Hopefully, you know, given the facts of the situation and there's not really much that he could do, but nevertheless, he's concerned and we'll just keep it at that. So hopefully the kid pulls through and you know, his injuries are reversible.
And Tom, became intoxicated off property?
Yes, this was not a fraternity event that it occurred at. So, oh God, am I still on? Okay, good. I just got a text. All right. Anything else? Can I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
I'm motion 68.
Okay, 67 and 68 have motioned and seconded. And without objection, we are adjourned. Thank you very much, fellas. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great
evening. Good evening,
everyone.
Thank you.